So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. In this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be talking about Britney Spears. Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to the podcast today. I'm your host, Betty. So, originally, I wanted to talk about the documentary about Britney Spears called Framing Britney Spears, but pretty much that just means I'll be talking about her. So, instead of, you know, talking about Framing Britney Spears, I'm just going to talk about her. So, I'm not sure if some of you listeners are aware of what's going on in the media about Britney Spears right now. She is trying to get her life back. She is going through a court battle with her family, with her father, to get her freedom back. So, if y'all have heard of the Free Britney Spears movement, it is a very real thing she is going through. If y'all want to learn more about that whole thing, go watch the documentary Framing Britney Spears, because it is very eye-opening. It is the reason why I'm doing this podcast right now. I had no idea. I had no idea what this poor girl went through throughout her whole career. Her early career was pretty good, but once she became a certain age, the paparazzi would not leave her alone. You know, at first, you know, they wanted her to be this innocent young little girl. And then once she started to mature and get older, which happens with a lot of young pop stars and a lot of actors and actresses, you know, once they hit a certain age, they want to grow up. And that's all she wanted to do. And you know, she got a little bit more mature in her content, which caused the paparazzi to stalk her. And once she started to have like a life of her own, you know, like having children, and she got a divorce from Kevin Federline and all of this, the paparazzi would not leave this poor girl alone. And it drove her insane, literally. Like, that's why we see her, are we seeing her shave her head and do things? Because she didn't want to have that image anymore. She wanted to grow up. But, anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. The highlights I want to talk about in this podcast, I want to talk about her early career and, you know, how she made an impact on my life. And then I want to also talk about, the fallout from the paparazzi and the things, you know, what she went through. And then I want to talk about what she's going through right now and maybe why she's going through it, you know, and my hopes for her future. I want to just talk about that. And I need to stress this right here. This is my opinion. If y'all don't like it, then, you know, you don't have to agree with me. Okay, this is just my opinion and how I feel about this particular subject. If y'all aren't a fan of Britney Spears, you don't have to listen to this podcast. It's not just really about Britney Spears, though, because, I mean, us as a society, we do this to young girls. I mean, look at Britney Spears. Look at Lindsay Lohan. Look at Hannah Montana. You know, there are so many young girls out there that they were child stars and, you know, we adored them. They were great. But once they grew up, oh my gosh, you know, we couldn't let them grow up. You know, they had to be the girl next door forever. And they didn't want to be that. They wanted to be, you know, their own person, you know, and they felt like they couldn't. And so you get these girls that turn out to be like Britney Spears and like Lindsay Lohan and Hannah Montana, or I'm sorry, Miley Cyrus. And it even goes further back than that. I mean, you got Drew Barrymore, you got the little girl from Punky Brewster. And it probably goes further back than that. And I can't think of anybody. I'm pretty sure that Judy Garland from The Wizard of Oz, she had some problems too, if I remember right. So we as a society, we don't want these little girls to grow up. We want them to stay the little princesses, but they want to grow up. They want to be their own person, and we create these monsters. Well, they're not monsters, but we cause them to kind of lose themselves. And it's not right. This episode is about Britney Spears, so I kind of got a little off topic there, but y'all see what I'm going, where I'm going with this. Britney Spears, in the 90s, she played on the Mickey Mouse Club. And I remember coming home after school every day and watching that with my sister. And we would sit there and, I remember Britney Spears back then. She was on the Mickey Mouse Club with Justin Timberlake and with J.C. Chazes from NSYNC. And then when the Mickey Mouse Club went off, she went off her own way, and then Justin Timberlake and J.C. Chazes, they went off and did NSYNC, like I said. And you had all these pop sensations going on at the time. You had Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees, all of them. And I was, I was a child of the 90s. I was a teenager of the 90s. So I grew up with these guys and with this music. So, I love Britney Spears. I listened to her. Actually, it's kind of a funny story. One of my ex-boyfriends was a really huge fan of hers, but he wouldn't admit it. Anyway, so, I had several of her CDs. That was my jam, Oops, I Did It Again. I listened to that and all that. But anyway, so fast forward after, her big success with all of that, and you go into the early 2000s, she dated Justin Timberlake for a while. They were like America's sweetheart couple, the world thought that they were, this perfect cute little couple. And when they broke up, Justin Timberlake, he wrote that song, Cry Me a River. He didn't make it no secret that it was about Britney. And that song is about a girl cheating on him. So everybody thought Britney had done that to him. And they all attacked her. She was the bad guy. It was like, what did you do to Justin? How could you do such a thing to him? And so she turned into the bad guy in this scenario. And so this was actually like the beginning of all the problems she started. It caused a snowball effect. It got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So, but after she broke up with Justin, she kind of fed off of, the rumors and the things that were happening. And, it was kind of innocent at that point. It did hurt her feelings, but, she let it roll off her back like water off a duck's back. Then she married Kevin Federline, and started having children with him. So the paparazzi pounced on her even harder, So she had these children, and, there was a couple photos. There was one where she tripped with one of the babies in her hand, and it kind of looked like, they snapped the photo of her tripping with the baby in her hand, and it looked like, she might have been drunk or something, which I don't know. I don't know. It's none of our business, to be honest. But, things happen, you're going to trip. I don't think anything happened to her or the baby. It was just, she stumbled a little bit and she caught herself, and they were fine. And then you got the other photo of her with the baby in her lap driving down the road. And that one was really damaging because, she's got a baby, in the front seat with her driving. And the thing that you don't know that the paparazzi was doing with that photo is she was driving very slow, as far as I know, and the paparazzi were all around that car, and she was scared for her safety and for her baby's safety, because the paparazzi were pounding on the windows and, you know, standing in front of her car and everything like that. That's the story y'all don't know, or that the public did not know. All we saw was that she was driving down the road with a baby in her lap. But we didn't see the paparazzi harassing her. She was scared for her baby's safety to be in the back seat. So, but anyway, that started all the rumors of her being an unfit mother, and, you know, she shouldn't have, you know, she can't have custody of her babies, because at that point, she was getting a divorce with Kevin Federline, and they were going through a custody battle and everything like that. And of course, because of the paparazzi and everything that came about, all of that, he got full custody of her children, and she only got to visit. And then there was one incident where she was going to see her babies one night, and she had pulled over at a gas station, and the paparazzi had come up to her and was asking her all these questions, harassing her. She got out, and it upset her. She got out of her car and just, you know, with an umbrella, and she hit that guy's car, you know, because he would not leave her alone. He was asking her things that was none of his business. And see, the thing of it is too, the paparazzi were getting paid millions of dollars to snap photos of Britney Spears. You know, publications, the National Enquirer and all of these tabloid magazines and everything were paying paparazzi people millions, and I'm talking millions of dollars, to get pictures of Britney Spears at her worst. They wanted her at her worst. So they wouldn't leave her alone. She snapped. And so, you know, after that happened, you know, she got back in her car, she drove off. But they, like I said, the paparazzi, she couldn't even go to a restaurant. She couldn't even, you know, be herself. She couldn't do nothing. She couldn't hang out with her friends. She couldn't do anything. And so, one day, and we all know the story, she snapped and she went and she shaved her head because she wanted to, you know, they wanted the image of Britney Spears. So what she did was she shaved her head to get rid of the Britney Spears image. She thought that shaving her head would get them to leave her alone. But because of all the harassment and because of all of the things, she kind of had this mental breakdown. And she really did. She's got bipolar. She definitely does. She even admits it, that she does have some mental problems. What happened was her father, and this is the thing too, her father was not a part of her career in the early days. Like, her mom took her to Atlanta for the audition to be in the Mickey Mouse Club, and her mother took her to New York to audition to be an understudy for in a play. And, you know, her mother's the one that drove her to California and Los Angeles to jumpstart her career. Her father was not there. Her father and mother, they got a divorce in 2002. So he did not care about Britney's career. Let me put that right now. So fast forward to, it was 2008 that he stepped in and thought that he needed to be her conservatory, or I don't know the legal, she has a conservatorship, that she's trying to get out from under on him. He is the person that controls her. She admits that she does need the help. She does need someone to take care of her, but she does not need as much. I mean, cause she can't even go outside. She can't hang out with her friends. She is being, you know, she is a puppet. She is worth $60 million. Okay. And he is in charge of her finances. he is in charge of her career, of the choices she can make. I mean, and she has made some pretty good career choices since in the 13 years. You know, she has come up with a clothing line. She's come up with a perfume. She has had a few tours, you know, for her music career and stuff. She's been, I'm not sure, but I think she's been in a couple movies, or at least some TV spots anyway. All of that being said, she has done all of this on her own, by the way. This does not sound like someone who can't take care of herself. So what a conservatorship is that it gives the person in charge the right to control the financials, you know, the doctor appointments, everything like that. So basically what her father is in control of everything, all the way down to her birth control, guys. She wants to have another child. But she is on birth control. She has a IUD, which is a form of birth control, and they won't let her take it out. They don't think she's fit to have children. The girl is 39 years old. If she wants to have another baby, she should be able to do that. It is her body. It is her choice. So anyways, you know, like I said, she is in this battle with her father. And like I mentioned earlier, she is worth $60 million. She pays for his lawyers. She pays for her own lawyers. She pays for everything. He gets an allowance every month. And she also has to pay for his business offices. You know, the rental fees to his business offices to control her. Okay? She pays for everything. This court battle she's going through, she is paying for everything. She is paying for her lawyers, his lawyers, and everything. That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, she's basically fighting with herself. Are fighting with her own money. You know, her own money is fighting against her. And, you know, that is the whole thing right there. Money. He doesn't care about his daughter. He'll say he does. And like I said, this is just my opinion. And I don't know him from Adam. I don't know. And I do know she does need some help, but I don't think she needs this kind of help. She needs a little bit more freedom. She probably does need to stay on her medication, and she does need to get the therapy that she needs and all of that. But she needs someone that cares about her, that is going to help her, not trap her. She has a boyfriend, I believe. I'm not completely sure about that, but I think she has a boyfriend, and I think he would be enough to keep her in line, you know, to keep her on her medication, to keep her, you know, she needs someone in her life that's going to keep her on the straight and narrow, but not to the point where she can't even walk outside her house. She can't go anywhere. She has to do what they tell her. She has to do what they tell her with her body. She has to, she hasn't had a concert, I don't think, in about, I want to say the last time she did anything, she had a residency in Vegas. I think it was in 2019. Or maybe a little bit earlier. She hasn't done anything since, guys. And she said that she is not going to get back on the stage until she is out from underneath her father's rule. You know, we are being deprived of one of the most talented singers. I mean, I'm not going to say she's like the best, you know, but she is talented and she is great, you know. And she gives hope to a lot of people. You know, I mean, that is why a lot of people are fighting for her. I don't even know what else to say because it's kind of heartbreaking to know that this is going on with her. You know, she is trying so hard to fight this. What it is with the conservatorship, it's for people with dementia or people with a mental illness, or they're not physically able to make their own decisions. So someone comes in and takes care of them. You know, it'd be like if my mother had dementia and she needed me to come in and take care of her financials and take care of her household and all of that. That's understandable. Britney Spears is the youngest person that is on a conservatorship, that has a conservatorship put on them. I'm not saying she doesn't need some kind of help. Good Lord, the girl doesn't need this much, you know? She deserves her freedom. She deserves to be free. She does need people to look after her, you know, make sure she stays on her medication because she does have bipolar, but she doesn't need the treatment that she's getting. And, you know, at this point, and I don't know. There's always two sides to a situation. I know that. And really, I only know about the one side, you know, Britney's side. But to me, you know, it sounds like it's all about the money. Because, like I said, she is worth $60 million. And it feels like, you know, they just want to be, they're in control of her the way they are for her money. But anyway, this is all just my opinion. You know, y'all can take it with a grain of salt. If y'all don't agree with me, y'all don't agree with me. And if y'all don't even have a, you know, if y'all don't care in the matter at all, then, you know, I don't know why y'all listen to this far, but, you know, you don't have to listen to me. I do want to say that I apologize to Britney Spears personally, because, you know, this is what got her into the trouble in the first place. People being all up in her business, harassing her, and, you know, the public, us, we were all over that, you know. We wanted to hear the latest juicy news about Britney Spears, and we kind of fueled the flame, you know, fanned the flame for her on her harassments, you know. So for me personally, and I know I'm just one person out of millions, you know, out there, I want to say, I want to give an apology to Britney Spears. And I don't know if y'all remember, back in the day in 2007, there was a guy that posted, he was one of the first YouTube viral videos. He posted a video saying, leave Britney alone, you know, and everything like that. And, you know, he was right. You know, we needed to leave her alone. She didn't do anything. She's just a human being, just like the rest of us. I want to say an apology to him as well, because I was one of those people that made fun of him, that laughed at him, that thought he was weird. But he was right, y'all. We should have listened to that little guy. You know, he's grown up now. I actually watched, you know, because he's posted on Instagram here recently about this subject. He doesn't want to draw attention to himself, is what he's basically saying. It's not about him. It's about Britney. So, yeah, we don't need to we really shouldn't be having an opinion about this. It's none of our business. We shouldn't really be all up in this business about it. The reason why I pay attention to this story is because, you know, I want to support her. I don't want to draw attention away from what really matters. I want her to have her freedom, and I want her to know that I support her in whatever way. I want her to be out of this situation that she is in, because it's ridiculous. It shouldn't be a thing. So anyway, I think that's going to wrap up this episode. I need to kind of take a minute to explain myself. I have been going through a lot of personal things in my real life, and I'm kind of overwhelmed with getting this podcast out there. I know I promised that I was going to start Friends last week, and we were already on the third episode of Loki, and I've only recorded one show about Loki. I don't know going forward what I'm going to do, y'all. I'm struggling really hard to get this podcast out there. I've almost lost the will to do these shows. I need to figure out a better way to do them because it's tedious. I get tired of, going through play by play of each show, and it's just, I don't know. I need to figure out a better system. I need to probably write better notes and do better things, or maybe find a different subject to talk about, because I don't know. I'm at a place in my mental state right now that I don't feel like doing it. And I want to do it. I want, to interact with y'all. I want to do things, but, and that's another thing too. I don't want to go into it, but I don't have very much interaction, and it's really, I put so much work and effort, and I don't feel like I'm benefiting from any of this. So, I don't want to stop, but I'm going to have to think about, what I'm going to do going forward. I'm going to leave a link in the descriptions if y'all want to get in touch with me. I guess that's going to do it for this episode. Y'all keep having fun.